Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
It's a little Stevie Ray bringing us back.
It was too hot down there.
The late great Stevie Ray Vaughan, SRV.
Couldn't stay very long.
Texas blues, folks. If you like blues, you gotta find Stevie Ray. He's the best, and we still miss him. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Peter Meyer. Peter, it's Meyer Group. MeyerGrp.com is the website. The books are Creating and Dominating New Markets. Also, Warp Speed Growth. Also, Getting Started in Computer Consulting. Another one of his many books, and I encourage you to go and find out whatever Peter's writing about. This topic we're talking about today, Peter, on stewardship, that's on your website, isn't it?
Yes, that was recently published and now republished on the website. A nice, reasonably short article that discusses this.
Absolutely.
You raised a question that's not in the article. Let me come back to that question.
Okay.
An artificial intelligence doesn't do one thing well, at all well, that almost every small business person does really well. And that's imagination. The people who run small business in this country are almost always really good at being able to imagine where we can go. And computers are really, AI is really good at understanding the path once you tell it how to imagine. So I think that the key to stewardship now is not the data, but choosing how to imagine. It's not looking at the answers, but it is to lead the acting for what to do with the answers. It's not reacting to the data coming in. It's acting to set up the context, as you said, for how to look at the answers when they do come in.
Well,
that's where we add value.
For example, if we put data into our model and we take a year's experience with customers, then somebody can build an algorithm that says, okay, your profile customer is 48 years old. They've got at least some college. They're more likely to be interested in these five things, one of these five things. And so you can set your showroom up, you can focus your marketing on that, but then on the other side of that data, this is what I was talking about earlier on the other side of that data, there's an infinite number of little nuances that any particular person, not a profile, but a person, could ask about because of what's going on in their lives right now. That takes a real person.
And
that's the imagination you were talking about.
It is. And let's extend that for a second. If I look at the history of my customers running my tires, I'm running my tire store. I look at all the history of all my customers and what they bought from me in the past 10 years. That is not predictive of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's look at the past few years. Everybody bought small cars? No, SUVs are popular. I could not have predicted the crash in fuel costs that allows SUVs to become more affordable. If I built my business based on history, I'd be out of business. Small businesses, taking along the discussion of gas, small businesses in the oil field are the ones who are making money by using imagination. Large oil companies are struggling to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
AI can't do that. We can choose the context from which we will move our business and help the next generation in our business, in our family, move forward. That's the value we can add.
This is what you're saying is good news for small business, because a lot of times we get intimidated because we don't have the powerful data mining capability. But I'm going to say to small business owners, that doesn't take you off the hook for technology, though. You still have to use technology to help you and to cut down on the time of it takes to make some of these decisions, but just don't let the machines make your final decisions. And in that part right there, that's where Peter Meyer says you have an advantage.
You do. You do. No question about it. This country is built on people taking advantage of that. And the oil industry is only one example.
Well, see, I've been talking about it in the retail sector, Peter. This retail ice age. We've never had a vacation of the a vacating of the economy or a marketplace like we are now with the big box retailers. That's never happened before. Now's the time for small business owners to use technology and their imagination to fill that vacuum.
Yeah. Great point. Thank you very much.
Hey, Peter, thank you for being here. Good job today. This is fascinating stuff, folks. We always get smarter when Peter joins us. Peter, come back soon.
Will do. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. Meyer Group, MEYERGRP.com. Check it out and go read this article. You'll be smarter when you do. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.